Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, August 22nd, 2016, getting on through the month, heading into autumn, a week away from my birthday. And did you know I share the same birthday as Michael Jackson, the pop star? Which kind of blows that whole astrology thing out the window because I can't dance and I'm not into little boys. Anyway, we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. And unfortunately, due to the actions of Vonage, our toll-free number is once again inactive. So if you want to call into the show today, you're going to have to call area code 512-716-1523. One more time for those of you a little slow getting your pencils. 512-716-1523. And you'll reach Mike in our control room, who will put you on the air, and peace and harmony will reign in the galaxy. Now then, one of the things in this final rush toward the November election that we have to be on guard about is fraud and hoaxes. And somebody is going around setting up totally bogus fake corporate media websites and using them to try and plant stories on the independent media to make us look silly. And the latest one was a recreation of an ABC News page that carried the banner headline, "Obama signs executive order banning the Pledge of Allegiance in schools nationwide." And you need to check those URLs very, very carefully. They're usually some permutation of the real ABC News URL, but anybody can register any URL if it's not already taken. And we have to be very, very vigilant. We had one about a week ago where they were out there with this live poll, and it was masking as an ABC News site. It's now been taken down. It was actually being run on GoDaddy. So we need to be very, very vigilant because somebody is trying to trip us up and make us look untrustworthy as we get closer and closer to November. So please really check the veracity of the URL. Make sure you're looking at a genuine corporate media website before you post a story anywhere, because somebody is out there trying to cause a great deal of mischief. Now, for those of you who've been wondering about Ron Gibson, Ron Gibson is this gentleman. He's got a YouTube channel on which he archives videos from this show, from Alex Jones, and a bunch of others. And he stopped several days ago, and a lot of people were very worried about him. We couldn't get an email. We just got an update. We posted a video. He had to go into the hospital for some surgery, but he's doing fine, and he's going to be back building his archives back up again. So we wish Ron get well, and we're glad that that's all it was, given how many people who are a part of the truth movement seem to be having serious accidents these days. Now, down in Louisiana, as you know, the governor of Louisiana originally tried to dismiss Donald Trump's visit down there by saying, well, he's just coming for a photo op. But Donald Trump, when he went down to Louisiana, did not take his own media people. Now, the corporate media followed him along, hoping to find something they could use to embarrass him. But he was just down there helping out, bringing attention to the situation. He took an 18-wheeler truck full of supplies down there to hand on out. Didn't make a big deal about that either. Didn't need to. It was all over social media. And so now the Democratic governor of Louisiana has done an about face and said, yes, it was a help for Donald Trump to come down there. He brought a lot of attention to the suffering that's going on down there. Donations are pouring on in. Programs are stepping in to help. Meanwhile, of course, Obama was up there playing golf on Martha's Vineyard. And Hillary Clinton took a moment out from her very busy career schmoozing ultra-wealthy donors to send a tweet of support. Now, one thing that the Obama White House did send down to Louisiana was a warning not to be racist during your reconstruction the way you were after Katrina. Needless to say, this rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Obama is suffering from a bad case of hoof in mouth, or foot in mouth, if you want. And so Obama finally realized he's got to mend some bridges, and he's out there saying, okay, 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 I'll go down to Louisiana tomorrow. There, are you happy? Petulant little individual there. Now, a lot of attention is starting to focus on Julian Assange and what may be an effort to try and finally silence him. Now, the first thing had to do with his lawyer. who supposedly was struck by a train, immediately declared suicide non-suspicious. The Queen's Court came on out with an announcement saying that they didn't think it was a suicide. That, of course, provoked a huge, huge firestorm. And so the Queen's Court came on back and backpedaled and said, well, we just weren't sure that his mental condition was such that he could decide whether or not he wanted to commit suicide before he flung himself in front of the train. I mean, they're really reaching on this one. Nobody has talked to the engineers. Nobody in the media has talked to the engineers about what they saw. And remember, Great Britain has the highest per capita concentration of surveillance cameras of any country on Earth. No video. Complete blackout on this. Now, this lawyer was the head of the team that was working to block the U.S. extradition request from Ecuador. And so this was definitely a strike at the team that's trying to protect him, possibly a warning to the other lawyers. And then we had this story that broke earlier today where security at Ecuador's embassy, where Julian Assange has been living for years now, somebody tried to break in. Climbing up the outside, was discovered by security and made his escape, so we don't know who it was. But the implication here that this guy may have been trying to assassinate Julian Assange. Now, I don't know what good that would do, because Julian Assange is the figurehead of a rather large organization, which I would expect would react with fury at the assassination of their leader, the way Breitbart News did. When Breitbart himself was killed, Breitbart News, just they were energized and went after this. On the other hand, if Julian Assange or any of his people who are listening to this broadcast, my recommendation is if you've got something on Hillary Clinton that is worth being killed over, put it out now. Because assassinating you to prevent the release is one thing. Assassinating you just for revenge, that's a very different equation. So you want to get that out. So anyway, this unknown man scaled the sidewall and window of the embassy at 2:47 in the morning. And security detected him and he made good his escape. If the Hillary campaign is taking desperate chances like this, you know they are absolutely terrified of what may still be coming on out. Now, last week, Hillary Clinton tried to dump that whole private email server nonsense on Colin Powell. And she said in her FBI interview, as part of the investigation into the email server, testifying not under oath, no transcript, no recording, just the FBI's recollection of what she said, she claimed that she had been told by Colin Powell that it was okay to use a private email server for non-classified emails. Powell has now responded, saying that he's got no recollection of any of this going on, which is basically a very diplomatic way of saying Hillary Clinton lied, because Colin Powell doesn't want to die suddenly and mysteriously. But Powell then came on out and said Hillary's people are trying to pin this on him because he did send a memo regarding the use of a private email server for non-classified information, but he didn't send it until a year after Hillary Clinton started using her private server. And certainly, we know that Hillary Clinton had classified information on that server, classified at the moment of creation. My question is, was she selling this material to foreign governments in exchange for donations to her foundation? It's the obvious conclusion of where this is all going. Easy means of delivering secrets, easy means of collecting and laundering the payments. It's a perfect setup for espionage. And nobody wants to touch that question, apparently. The FBI has apparently found a total of 15,000 more Clinton documents on her server that were not turned over to the State Department. And they're turning them over now, and the State Department's hemming and hawing. Judicial Watch wants copies of them. And it's just heating up. And if the corporate media was actually doing their job, this would be headline news all over. But the headline news on the corporate media is, oh, Trump went to Louisiana just to grandstand. He's just exploiting those poor people who lost their homes, you know. Now, Judicial Watch released some additional emails, State Department documents, including an email exchange in which Hillary Clinton's top aide, Huma Abedin, provided influential Clinton Foundation donors special expedited access to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. In many instances, the preferential treatment provided to donors was at the specific request of Clinton Foundation executive Douglas Band. There it is, the pay-for-play scandal. That's illegal. It's corrupt. Where's the corporate media on this? This is the smoking gun. Now then. Interesting article came out of Telesurf TV. Hillary Clinton, the anti-woman feminist. And they're talking about how Hillary's continuing to pander to the female voter, trying to lure them all in. I'll save you from those evil, smelly, stinky males. And unfortunately, there's a possible backfire. First of all, we all know how Hillary Clinton herself personally treats women. Women on her staff are paid about three quarters of what the men on Hillary's staff are being paid. So much for equality. We know how Hillary literally savaged all of Bill Clinton's sexual assault victims. And beyond that, there's a very subtle message going on out there. Remember back in the 1990s when the militant feminists were always going on about, oh, those men, they think with their genitalia, they never use their brains. And here you have Hillary Clinton basically assuming women are going to do exactly the same, that women are going to vote for Hillary Clinton on the basis of genitalia rather than actually thinking things through. And I think any women who see themselves as feminists are going to look at this and realize they're being cheaply stereotyped in a very, very bad way. So my message to women out there is prove Hillary Clinton wrong and think about what's going on. Think very carefully about what's going on. Don't worry if you've got a reason to vote for Donald Trump or not. If you want clarity for the November election, think about all of the reasons that we have to vote against Hillary Clinton. And they are legion. Story out of 100% Fed Up. Apparently, the leaks about Hillary Clinton's health condition aren't being hacked by Russia and Putin. They're literally coming out from former Secret Service agents who worked with the Clintons when they were in the White House and on Hillary's personal detail as a candidate. And one of these agents, Kessler, has come on out and said, Hillary is suffering from Parkinson's disease. She has trouble walking, which we have certainly seen, and apparently flashing lights can cause seizures. And a lot of the corporate media who have been following her around have commented on the fact that they are given instructions never to use a camera flash. I don't use a camera flash anyway. I hate what the lighting does to people. But they're literally being told, don't use a camera flash. So another story coming out of Sputnik News. The Clinton Foundation scandal over the foreign donors blows up on national television. And they're talking about this interview by CNN reporter Dana Bash. The Clinton campaign manager, Robbie Mook, failed to come up with an explanation why the Clinton Foundation would cease accepting donations from foreign investors only in the case if Hillary Clinton becomes president. Well, I think the explanation is obvious here. They can't just shut down the Clinton Foundation. How will they buy Chelsea the White House without it in 16 years? The damage is already done. This is like closing the barn door after the horse is gone. The bribes have been paid. The debts are owed. If Hillary Clinton succeeds in stealing the White House, she owes all those donors to the Clinton Foundation big time. And if I am correct, and she was selling secrets to foreign governments in exchange for donations to that foundation, every one of those foreign governments has Hillary by the short and curlies. She's wide open to blackmail, and she will do as she is told. And she'll do it cheerfully. She won't care if it harms ordinary Americans. After all, you don't count, especially if you don't vote for her. Another story coming out of TheBlaze.com. Hillary Clinton asks for money. What she says is a mystery. Talking about how she's been up there fundraising with very, very rich people living up in Martha's Vineyard and all over that whole area. And the money is pouring on in. But nobody will say what she's talking about. It's all private. The public and media are kept out. Why all the secrecy, including her speeches to Wall Street? Well, I have a thought, and this is only a theory, but I want you to think about this for a bit. The entire Bush-Clinton narcocracy traces back to that CIA gun and drug running operation out of Arkansas in the 1980s that eventually became known as the Iran-Contra scandal. Now, everyone who took part in the CIA's smuggling operation or helped launder the money or manufacture the weapons became very rich in the process. And it established a new ruling elite of drug lords, CIA-connected drug lords, but drug lords nonetheless. Now, no administration since Iran-Contra has made any significant reduction in the flow of illegal drugs into the United States of America. They'll grab a street user and slap them around for the sake of the media, but that's about it. But Donald Trump is not part of that narcocracy, and his winning the White House might signal a real war on drugs, one that targets the smugglers, the dealers, and the money launderers rather than those token arrests of users. And from that, I would theorize that a large part of Hillary's wealthy constituency is made up of those people who became wealthy in connection with the CIA's gun and drug running operations, which persist to this very day. Just something for you to think about. There's a new image for Hillary's supporters: drug lords. Now, Paul Joseph Watson has wagged a finger a little bit at Hillary Clinton, who's out there on the campaign trail talking about how she's so concerned about the environment. And yet she took a private jet to travel just 20 miles from Martha's Vineyard to Nantucket. Apparently Hillary is above taking the ferry like ordinary people would do. And it shows one more time that what Hillary says and what she does are completely unconnected. Now, Sputnik News' reporting on the latest media polls are showing Donald Trump surging ahead of Hillary Clinton. The corporate media is still reporting on polls from 3 weeks ago to insist Hillary Clinton is still ahead. And a reminder, all of the online polls not connected with corporate media have Donald Trump way out in front. And surprise, 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 support for Donald Trump is surging among the Black and Latino voters that Hillary was counting on to put her over the top. Now, from the Black voters' perspective, Black Lives Matter leadership absolutely laid it out. Hillary can't be trusted to keep any of her promises. That trust issue is really coming back. The Latino voters are realizing that this flood of illegal immigrants is harming the social standing of those who came to this country by the legal immigration methods. They want it to stop, and that's why they're supporting Donald Trump. Hillary has completely misread the Latino voters in this regard. She just thought that Latino voters would welcome more Latinos coming across the border and not care how they got there. And she missed that one, apparently. Now, the Republican National Committee has basically chastised BuzzFeed Univision for a report that Donald Trump had succumbed to amnesty activists and was going to grant legal status to illegal aliens in the United States. Obviously, a piece of propaganda put out to undermine Donald Trump's support among those who favor strong, controlled borders. And we're going to see a lot more of that. We're going to see a lot more of that in the controlled media. And yes, a lot of the independent media on the internet have now fallen under control. You're probably seeing all these stories where these very rich corporations and individuals are trying to buy up some of the more well-known media outlets on the internet in order to co-opt them and turn them into more propaganda machines. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a reminder, our 800 number is not working again today. If you want to call into the show, the number is area code 512-716-1523. So, now then, speaking of the polls, apparently Donald Trump is surging way ahead in Pennsylvania, one of the battleground states, to the point where the Clinton campaign is starting to pull their ads. They can't get traction up there. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is out there saying whites becoming a minority in America is the source of our strength. You know something? You don't end racism by being racist. And that's exactly what this whole thing is. Black Lives Matter. It's racism in reverse. They don't want equality. They want to reverse the prior social order. And if you look at how well that worked out in Zimbabwe, you will understand why I don't think it's really a good idea. Now, I was on the Richie Allen Show just before I came on the air here, and one of the things we talked about is how the current political propaganda campaign is really destroying the credibility of the corporate media all over the country. And we're seeing articles like this one that came out of HighPost.com. American journalism is collapsing before our eyes because they're going to such lengths to attack Donald Trump and protect Hillary Clinton, everybody sees what's going on. All of the major TV networks, all of the major corporate newspapers, they've abandoned all pretense of fair play and objectivity. And very clearly, their agenda that has been handed down from on high is you will block Donald Trump. We need to preserve the narcocracy and make the American people think it's a good idea. Another article coming out of Investment Watch blog, the mainstream media is basically committing suicide for Hillary. And we are seeing at all of the Donald Trump rallies where Trump supporters will basically be outside the little media pen where they're kept, chanting, do your job, or tell the truth and tell your truth. And the corporate media reporters are just freaking out. They're hurting our feelings. They're making us feel bad. I need a safe zone. All right, well, go on back to your corporate media hangouts. But the Trump supporters are right. The corporate media has absolutely failed in its traditional role as watchdog on government abuse. They're the Ministry of Propaganda, and everybody sees it right now. Latest polls, only 6% of the American public think the corporate media is trustworthy at all. And that's why they're on the warpath against the independent media. How dare those people use the truth and spoil our million-dollar paychecks? I mean, really, they're not playing fair. They're using the truth. Another article on the same vein from the Daily Caller. If you only read the New York Times and the Washington Post, you would have absolutely no idea that George Soros Foundation suffered a major data leak exposing how Soros, because of his mass wealth, thinks he has a right to treat planet Earth and all of the human race like his own personal toys. To just play with them. Let's see what's going to happen here. Let's have some fun. Oh, a couple of million people died. Well, more of those. The corporate media is out there protecting him, just like they're protecting Hillary Clinton and the New World Order. Now, down in Virginia, there's been a big fight over the issue about whether felons should be allowed to vote. The law has been for a very long time that if you are convicted of a felony, you lose your right to vote. But down in Virginia, which is one of the places where Hillary and Trump are neck and neck, Virginia's governor, and he's a longtime Clinton confidant, Terry McAuliffe, and that's a name that goes back to the early Clinton days as well, is trying to restore voting rights to 200,000 ex-felons on the assumption that they will vote for their fellow felon-in-waiting, Hillary Clinton. And the court struck it down that he just couldn't do a blanket reassignment of voting rights to these ex-felons. And so he's literally hired the staff to go through and process the paperwork on a case-by-case basis, and it says he will have those 200,000 ex-felons eligible to vote by the November election. I'm going to take another break here. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just trash yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a reminder, the 800 number is not working today. If you want to call into the show, the number is area code 512-716-1523. 512-716-1523. Now, interesting little video that we have on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, where a citizen investigator literally caught Clinton workers committing voter fraud in Las Vegas. And what they found were these people pretending, well, they were registering voters, registering mostly Democratic voters. They were saying, we registered one Republican on us. We did. And on the back of the clipboard, they had Stop Donald Trump. They had all these pro-Hillary leaflets to hand out. Now, voting registrars are not supposed to do that. That's against the law in Nevada. They're supposed to be nonpartisan, register everybody. And this lady was handing out pro-Hillary leaflets and had Stop Trump. And the guy pressed her on it, and she admitted she worked for the Democratic Party. And even more interestingly, she doesn't even live in Nevada. when she got into her truck to make good her escape, the license plate said California. And now that people are alert to this, they're starting to see this same thing going on in other states. Hillary Clinton plans to steal the November election. All right, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Ken in California, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. Basically, you were just speaking earlier before your commercial break about the felons. And I've always been brought up being told that if you commit a crime and you do your time, you should be restored. Isn't that the way it was supposed to be, or am I in error?
Well, the current law is, depending upon the felony you committed, you have to live a good crime-free life for so many years after you're released from prison. What Terry McAuliffe is doing over there in Virginia is he's trying to bypass that law to allow these 200,000 felons to vote in the November election.
Right, but you do have a chance if you do have a felony to be restored other ways by like you said, living a good, clean life, staying out of trouble, and all that. Right, that's what I was brought up believing. I don't have a felony, thank goodness.
Well, it changes from state to state, but in Virginia, the reason this is this ran into trouble at the court is because under Virginia law, the felon has to file a formal application for restoration of his voting right or her voting rights and be considered on a case-by-case basis. And what Terry McAuliffe and his people are doing is they're filling out the paperwork for the felons to get them re-registered.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I misunderstood then because, I figure that, you know, if you screw up, you should have a chance to redeem yourself. So that's why I called. I wasn't sure. I was pretty sure that you can have your rights restored after you've lost them, as long as, like you said, you lead a good, productive life in society. So, yeah, if the governor's doing that's a little absurd.
Yeah, it really is. And, again, it's no secret he's a Clinton supporter. They're not even trying to hide the fact that they're going to steal this election. In fact, their attitude seems to be, what the heck are you going to do about it? We're going to put on this theater pageant and declare Empress Hillary the First, and there's not a thing you American people can do about it. That seems to be their attitude.
Matter of fact, Michael, before your show even came on today, I watched a video on YouTube. It was comparing the crowds between Hillary Clinton's whatever you call her events.
Rallies.
And Donald. Yeah, well, I know the right term, but I was trying to think of something snarky.
Okay.
But basically, the crowds that are showing up to the Trump rallies, Hillary hasn't even got an equivalency anywhere near that.
She's running about 10% here. Well, you know, the reason for that is very, very simple. Dead people can vote, but they can't show up at her rallies.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Michael. I'll go back to listening and let you get back to work. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, Barack Obama is responding to all of the allegations and lawsuits and confirmation of massive election fraud during the primaries by saying he is going to make everything all better by taking over control of the elections and handing it to the Department of Homeland Security. If he really thinks that anybody is going to believe this guarantees an honest election, then he's dreaming. This is actually making it worse. Because what is needed here is civilian oversight, not another layer of the same corrupt government nodding its head and saying, oh, yes, the elections were fair, the elections were honest, and you can't prove otherwise, therefore you have to do what we tell you. And they're trying to basically close it off. The goal here is to limit the ability of citizens to actually inspect what's going on with the elections. Remember that guy in New York who came on out and showed in all the precincts that Hillary had won in New York in the primary, her official results were more than 20% above what the exit polls indicated. 2% represents election fraud, both under U.S. State Department rules and the United Nations. But they don't want you to be able to get those numbers anymore. They don't want Bev Harris to be able to look inside those election machines anymore. They literally want to turn our election system into a giant black box where you obediently walk into the polling place, you press a little red button, and then they tell you who your rulers are the next day. That's what's going on here. Now, Election Justice USA, which is a nonpartisan group, has done a study, and they have concluded that Bernie Sanders lost 184 delegates to election fraud during the primaries. And they documented instances of targeted voter suppression, registration tampering. Remember all those people who went in and all of a sudden their registrations had changed from Democrat to independent or Republican or something? Illegal voter purges, voting machine tampering, they found evidence for that. And the leaked DNC emails confirmed the Democratic Party leadership were fully on board stealing the primary for Hillary Clinton, and it should have gone to Bernie Sanders. In an honest election, he would have won by a landslide. 184 delegates would have even overcome Hillary's bought and paid for superdelegates. Hillary stole that nomination. She shouldn't even be on the ballot in November, is what it comes down to. Now then, this is a warning shot. Hillary Clinton is literally out there saying that as president, she will shut down the independent media. That means us. Now, her comments were specifically targeting Breitbart News. And she was hemming and hawing and saying she doesn't have an objection to an opposition corporate media under corporate control, but all these little independent media people all over the internet accusing her of all the things she's actually done is really just too much for her to bear. She wants to put away the scandals of the past and launch her presidency focused totally on the new scandals she's going to be committing. And so she has declared war on the independent media, that pesky little thing about the First Amendment notwithstanding. Now, we already know what Hillary's people are going to say. The founding fathers didn't know about the internet, and therefore the First Amendment can't be construed as protecting speech on the internet. Well, that's an uphill battle. And if Hillary gets to pick Supreme Court judges, she may actually pull it off. But when the founding fathers wrote that First Amendment, the only media that was out there was a printing press. And each time a new technology has come along, telegraph, radio, television, the Supreme Court has said the First Amendment right to freedom of speech carries forward onto these new forms of media. And the same principle would apply here. But Hillary is declaring war on the independent media. The gloves are off, apparently. Now, there's another story coming on out of Conservative Daily Post. They're going through all the documents that were leaked by the original Romanian hacker, Guccifer. And they have discovered information confirming that Hillary Clinton, while Secretary of State, approved a massive weapons shipment from a California company to Libyans opposed to Muammar Gaddafi in 2011 in violation of a United Nations arms ban, then in effect. And many of those same weapons were later smuggled to ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria. So we have Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State defying the United Nations. Now, defying the United Nations was given as one of the reasons for the invasion of Iraq in 2003. And here we have Hillary doing exactly the same thing. And by the way, it did turn out that with regard to Saddam Hussein, he wasn't in violation of UN directives and resolutions. He had gotten rid of all of his chemical and biological weapons, and he never had nuclear weapons. How many more times do you have to be lied to by this government and this corporate media before you're willing to have the courage to stand up and say, I'm not going to be lied to any longer? Now, the media is still out there trying to link Donald Trump to Putin. They're going back to the 1950s and 1960s when Americans were brainwashed by their public education to wet themselves on hearing the word commie or Russia or any of that other stuff. And, of course, they're focused on this one link with Donald Trump's, one of his campaign staffers, that goes back to when Russia and the U.S. were still friends. And meanwhile, they're still ignoring totally that Uranium-1 deal in which Secretary of State Hillary Clinton turned over 20% of the United States' uranium ore assets to this joint Canada-Russian company after getting generous donations from that company into her foundation. Now, it's no secret here that the military-industrial complex yearns to return to the days of the Cold War, when vast sums of money flowed from the pockets of you, the ordinary people, into the defense contractors who produced expensive weapons of dubious usefulness. And they got away with it because, in theory, those weapons would never actually be used. As long as they could fake some kind of a demo that says this works, that was it. Now, politicians long for the days when the American people were brainwashed to wet their pants at the mention of the word communist and were terrorized into unquestioning obedience, but those days are gone. After the fall of the Soviet Union, the rise of the Russian republics, we were all friends. We all remember not too long ago, Russia and the United States were friends. Trump wants to go back to being friends. What triggered the change was Putin's decision to take direct control of Russia's central bank and run the Russian economy for the benefit of the Russian people. And overnight, that made him the enemy of every private central bank around the world and catapulted him to the top spot on the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list. And so now, anything bad that happens, it's all the fault of Russia. Oh, the DNC emails, that had to be Russia, even though Assange implied it was a leak from Seth Rich. And let's see, Joe Biden's son is now on the board of a big company in the Ukraine. It's just all a huge mess. And they're trying to blame it all on Putin and to link Trump to him. Now, we have a video on the front of whatreallyhappened.com. And it's where State Department spokesman Jake Tapper lays out this evolving story over this deletion of a video by the State Department, in which there was a deletion. Originally, the State Department said it was just a glitch. Then they came on out and said, no, it wasn't a glitch. We were ordered to delete this video, which is a public record, by the way. There's no classified information in it. It's a public policy statement by the State Department. And they Orwellized it. They got Winston Smith in there with a little editing block, and they cut it out. And then the State Department spokesman came on out and said, of course we're going to lie to you. They came on out and admitted the State Department is lying to the public and the media for the sake of what they call diplomacy. Actually, for the sake of protecting their own sorry rear ends. And now they're trying to delete that and say it never happened. Now let's turn to the war zones, because things are getting very, very intense out there. The U.S. military commander overseeing Syria has sent a warning to Russia and the Syrian government, we will defend ourselves. Which, if you think about it carefully, you'll realize this is about as silly as Hitler invading France and then saying he'll defend himself from the French forces. Because that's what's going on. The U.S. has now arbitrarily declared a swath of land where their special forces are operating, and said Russia and Syria cannot operate in that area. I think this is the reason they tried that lame photo of the kid with the phony wound on his forehead. Desperate attempt to get Americans to say, yes, we have a right to be in there to stop all this horror on the children. Well, all the horror on the children is because the U.S. has been trying to regime change Syria for 5 years now. And even if you believe that one kid and that one photo, you have to take into account the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people killed and crippled in this U.S.-initiated war. But now the U.S. government has literally gone ahead and declared that part of Syria is now under U.S. control. That's called an invasion. That's called an act of war. And literally telling the Syrian government, you may not run your Syria military over this part of Syria. Now, over in Crimea, the Russians are apparently shooting down U.S. drones that are flying into their airspace to spy. Apparently, it turns out they're very easy to shoot down. And so here you have the U.S. government again, going where it has no business to go. Latest wrinkle in this situation, Yemen is now offering Russia the use of its airports and bases in the war against ISIS and Al-Qaeda, meaning the U.S.-backed terrorists in Syria. that's going to complicate things, because that government that's currently in charge of Yemen is the U.S.-installed puppet regime, and they just turned around and told Washington, D.C., we think it's time to switch to the other side. Russia, Iran, and China are basically sending a message, it's time to slap the New World Order agents across the face. Actually, I'd rather go for a punch into the gonads at this point. They're getting numb to slaps across the face. They're not getting the message. Iran has released photographs of its first internally manufactured missile defense system. They're keeping close watch about it. They're calling it the Bavar 373 Air Defense Complex, designed to track down and penetrate targets like drones and missiles and combat aircraft at various altitudes. Iran says that they will have their own domestically produced supersonic cruise missile in the very near future. And that's something the U.S. does not have an adequate defense against. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And Aloha America, welcome back to our show. We're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I hope you won't terribly mind a sort of a serendipitous digression here to a topic that's a little more akin to what Jeff or George might have on. Just very briefly. And the reason I'm calling is because I think it's something that the more eyes are on this, everybody watching to see what transpires, the more honest people can be kept in this. As you know, the International Space Station is a collaborative effort at this point, being tended by both Russian ships and American ships. The Russian tenders, ships that go up there that, take supplies and scientific mm-hmm. stuff up and bring back completed scientific stuff and trash. They throw all their trash and stuff like that. The Russian ships are government, and the U.S. ships are... the U.S. ship right now, that there is a privatized one from SpaceX called the Dragon.
Yes.
And, so this ties in secondarily from a fellow who's hypothesized about this, and it ties into a project being conducted by a remote viewing group. You might be familiar with the movie The Men Who Stare at Goats with George Clooney.
Okay, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. I kind of had a feeling the way you were hemming and hawing about this that you were going to go into that whole thing about, well, you were going to just do something to try and make us look like we're a bunch of goofballs over here. All righty, and let's see. Now then, getting on back to the real world here, the new oil minister of Iraq is signaling rapprochement with the Kurdish region. Now remember, the U.S. agenda and the Israeli agenda is to balkanize all the large nations in the Middle East into smaller and smaller pieces that are easier to bully and push around. And they've been pushing this idea of an independent Kurdistan to be carved out of parts of Iraq, Turkey, and Syria. And obviously Iraq, Turkey, and Syria are not happy about that. The U.S. has definitely been in there supporting the Kurdish rebels to cause as much trouble as they can. And then all of a sudden the Iraq oil minister, who's a representative of the puppet government the U.S. put into Iraq, is saying, let's just work together and share those oil revenues. Wow, what a great idea. Peace through commerce. So the U.S. agenda in the Middle East is in serious, serious, serious trouble. And Israel is behaving, well, like Israel. Apparently Hamas staged a parade in the Gaza Strip, at which point Israel attacked. How dare you have a parade? Apparently, a single stray mortar shell crossed into Israeli territory from Syria. Didn't hit anything at all. Israel launched an artillery attack into Syria. They're just looking for any excuse they can to start killing people with those weapons that your tax dollars paid for. And here is another little indicator that the agenda is falling apart. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea.